And good morning, 620 on the Paul W. Smith Show on this Wednesday, March 29th. Here with Mark Hollis, COO of Rock Ventures. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for his nuclear scientists to increase production of weapons-grade material to make bombs to put on his increasing range of weapons. What is Kim Jong-un up to? To tell us more, Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor on the line with us. Good morning, Jonathan. Listen, Kim Jong-un has been firing off these missiles. He's done about seven this month alone.
That's right. There's a lot going on in North Korea, it's fair to say, and it's really not easy at the moment to keep track of North Korean missile launches. A record number last year, loads more this year. As you say, seven events this month alone. And it's not just the number, it's the variety. One analyst calling it a fashion show of North Korean missile launches, from intercontinental ballistic missiles that could reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland in theory, to missiles from a submarine at a simulated nuclear attack on a South Korean airfield. And then yesterday, we saw these photos coming out from the state news agency, the KCNA, so you can certainly take it as propaganda, but the message very clear that Kim Jong-un wants to ramp up production of nuclear weapons, increasing the size of his arsenal, in his words, exponentially.
You know, the U.S. and South Korea, you know, doing these military exercises, that kind of spook him a little bit, get him to try to, you know, do a little more because of those exercises, like kind of like a little tit for tat or something?
I think that spooking him possibly is something that is fair to say, actually, because often, you know, we do see him taking action, responding to military drills, and we saw the largest military drills for years between the U.S. and South Korea in recent ships. And then the U.S. Aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, rolled up in the region in another show of strength. And as a result of that, we have seen, like I say, an increasing number and increasing variety of missile and weapons tests from North Korea. But Kim Jong-un has always feared that the U.S. will attack his country first and wipe out his nuclear weapons and his conventional weapons before he even has a chance to use them. He saw the military drills as a rehearsal for his country being invaded. So it is a very clear message he's trying to send, saying, stay away from us.
Jonathan Savage with Fox News. This is Mark Hollis. Thanks for joining us this morning. Some of the questions, you know, I just passed the 60 mark, so I have very vague recollection of some of our history with Russia and the fear that some of us had. I don't see that being prevalent in the United States right now. I think it's something that there's obviously concern and caution. And the factor that I see a little bit different than my childhood recollections is kind of the uncertainty of the leadership. It's not knowing what North Korea is thinking or what they're doing. Is that a fair assessment, that there's this edginess or uncertainty of kind of where things are headed?
I think that's right, Mark. I think even with other countries the U.S. has had problems with, has had conflicts with, there was always, at the very least, some sort of connection between the countries. There were diplomatic relations. There was an understanding of what life was like and what the motivations were of those countries. North Korea is a secretive country like nowhere else on earth. We know very little about not just what the leadership thinks and does and wants, but what life is like for people in North Korea. It's very hard to get accurate information out of there. And I think that lack of knowledge, I think, yes, ignorance always creates fear to a certain extent, doesn't it? I mean,
sure,
if you
does.
Don't know what people are thinking, you don't know what they're capable of, and I think that's probably part of it.
Jonathan, how much did Vladimir Putin, we know that he has announced plans to, you know, station some tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, kind of like a warning to the West, you know, as we increase support, military support for Ukraine. How much of that you think may have played in Kim Jong-un saying, I want to increase my nuclear powers as well?
I think, Lloyd, that it's probably not had a massive impact. But what we can say is that North Korea and Russia, while not necessarily having full-scale relations, are linked to each other in some way. North Korea has an involvement in the Ukrainian war in that there's allegations North Korea has been pushing, producing artillery shells for Ukraine, for Russia to use in Ukraine in exchange for Russian oil, gas, and flour. But whether or not Russia's military maneuvers and North Korean's military maneuvers are connected, while when brought together, they do create an unstable atmosphere in the world that perhaps we didn't see 2 or 3 years ago.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Appreciate you this morning, Jonathan. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. 626 on the Paul W. Smith Show. And